brothers and sisters, and friends, and I see some enemies. I think we'd be fooling ourselves if we had an audience this large and didn't realize that there were some enemies present. This afternoon, we want to talk about the ballot or the bullet. The ballot or the bullet explains itself. But before we get into it, since this is the year of the ballot or the bullet, I would like to clarify some things that refer to me personally concerning my own personal position.
That there are hundreds of pharmaceutical executives in this country that are selling drugs, FDA-approved drugs.
On the open market.
Over the counter with incredible,
horrible side effects.
And these people are not in jail.
Not in prison, anywhere.
They're in country clubs. They're playing golf. They're having drinks.
Running the country.
They're running the country now. You know, LSD shouldn't be a felony in the first place.
It's not addictive.
It doesn't lead to violent crime.
Uh-huh.
It's really the only hope for this species.
Yeah.
Take acid while you were pregnant with me?
You're not going to bring that thing up, are you?
You know the stuff they tell you about, you know, chromosome damage and all that stuff?
Yeah, I do.
That's government propaganda.
Total propaganda.
They just want to get a hold of your head, that's all.
I was relieved, though, when you came out in the hospital and you only had one head.
She kills me.
He was such a cute baby.
It would have been kind of nice if he had, like, a third eye right there, you know?
Praise makes me humble, but when I am abused, I know I have touched the stars.
The Picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde. From the corner of the divan of Persian saddlebags on which he was lying, smoking, as was his custom, innumerable cigarettes, Lord Henry Wotton could just catch the gleam of the honey-sweet and honey-coloured blossoms of a laburnum, whose tremulous branches seemed hardly able to bear the burden of a beauty so flame-like as theirs. And now and then, the fantastic shadows of birds in flight flitted across the long tussore silk curtains that were stretched in front of the huge window, producing a kind of momentary Japanese effect, and making him think of those pallid, jade-faced painters of Tokyo who, through the medium of an art that is necessarily immobile, seek to convey the sense of swiftness and motion.
I would say that the problems are more difficult than I imagined them to be. The responsibilities placed in the United States are greater than I imagined them to be, and there are greater limitations upon our ability to bring about a favorable result than I had imagined them to be. And I think that's probably true of anyone who becomes president.
You can't make people good by act of parliament. That is something.
Where were you on November 22nd, 1963?
are you back?
If your television set was on, you might have been watching as the world turns.
And I thought about it, and I gave it a great deal of thought, Grandpa.
And this interruption.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting. More details just arrived. These details, about the same as previously, President Kennedy shot today just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up and grabbed Mr. Kennedy. She called, "Oh no," the motorcade sped on.
Months ago, I went to a crush at Lady Brandon's. You know, we poor artists have to show ourselves in society from time to time just to remind the public that we are not savages. With an evening coat and a white tie, as you told me once, anybody, even a stockbroker, can gain a reputation for being civilized. Well, after I'd been in the room about 10 minutes, talking to huge, overdressed dowagers and tedious academicians, I suddenly became conscious that someone was looking at me. I turned halfway round and saw Dorian Gray for the first time.
You tell me anything that, you think is in your head, and I'll tell you that there's nothing that surprises me. In other words, everything that you tell us will be something that we heard of.
Even when somebody like a Dylan or a famous writer person, that you've read when you were, 18, if you read Satir or somebody like that, and then they tell you something that you thought that it's like a revelation, like it's written in a line of poetry or something. But it always is something that you know inside that they've just affirmed for you, right?
Yeah.
Like on any trips, whether they're chemical or anything, things that you discover or self-awareness are all those things that you've already known, right? So it's like nobody's telling you anything new. It's like a scientist doesn't discover anything new. He only discovers what's already there. So it's always like, when you get some buzz from some great film or record or something, that's right. He might express it in a way that suits you better, but it's something that nobody can tell you nothing.
Yeah.
I can resist everything except temptation. In the Queensbury case, it was used in evidence against him, and there are no more instructive passages in forensic records than his cross-examination on the subject by Edward Carson, a contemporary of his at Trinity College, Dublin. Carson said,
"This is in your introduction to Dorian Gray. There is no such thing as a moral or an immoral book. Books are well written or badly written, that is all. That expresses your view?"
Wilde replied,
"My view on art, yes."
"Then I take it that no matter how immoral a book may be, if it is well written, it is, in your opinion, a good book?"
"Yes. If it were well written so as to produce a sense of beauty, which is the highest sense of which a human being can be capable. If it were badly written, it would produce a sense of disgust."
"Then a well-written book putting forward perverted moral views may be a good book?"
"No work of art ever puts forward views. Views belong to people who are not artists."
"A perverted novel might be a good book?"
"I do not know what you mean by a perverted novel."